Coming up on Friday, it's the annual Friends of the Northfield Library Trivia Bee, and we have Bill North joining us from the Trivia Bee. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Did I get that right? Friends of the Northfield Library?
We're the Friends and Foundation of the Northfield Public Library.
Okay, let's spell
it. Or FFNPL.
The Trivia Bee has been going on for, well, quite a few years here now. You started off with the Spelling Bee.
We did. Yeah. We had, I did some history. We had 3 years as a spelling bee.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took a break. We reinvented ourselves and came back as a trivia bee.
Mm-hmm. And it's been going for quite a few years now.
Yeah, so we are coming close to our, almost our 10th
anniversary. Yeah, I was thinking, we did, I was on a team that won it 1 year.
Yes,
thanks
you
to
were.
Other people.
You were. You were very, you were great winners.
Well, thank you.
Modest, understated, and yet full of that trivia glory.
Yeah. Then we had to break up the team. I felt obligated. Didn't want a dynasty. I'm not one of those dynasty guys.
But
we have a different team this year, and it's always a lot of fun. Do you still have availability if somebody wants to get a
team
together?
Absolutely. You can go to our website at Northfield. A public library, friends.org. It's a long list, but you can also get to us through the library's webpage and just by searching Northfield Public Library Friends on Google. And we definitely would love to have more teams. We're reaching that really nice place where we've got about 9 teams. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have 11, 12, and the team fee is $100 for a team of up to 4. So you can definitely go as a one-person team if you're really supercharged, or you can bring together your super friends, each an expert in dozens of areas, and it's $100. All of it goes to support library programming and different needs that the library has over the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that we'll get a great turnout, and we also, if you don't want to form a team, but you love trivia and just want to watch others compete, but compete yourself at your own tables, you can definitely come as an audience member. We're at the Grand Event Center. We're really happy to be back there. It's a great space. And you're welcome. And we do have an audience participation event that's sort of our halftime show, so to speak. It's called Heads or Tails. It's a true or false trivia competition. It's open to all. No entry fee, but you can buy lifelines. And again, all proceeds support library programming. And essentially, that can be pretty intense. Many questions, and there's a great prize at the end for the winner.
It is a lot of fun. The audience participation is always one of the highlights of the night.
Yep.
And of course, real good competition, too, and you have great questions. Jessica Peterson-White has gone through the election cycle now as
That's
of today,
right.
So she'll take a break from all that. I'm sure it'll be a nice welcome relief for her.
Yeah. We are so pleased to have Jessica back with us as our master of trivia. She'll be setting the questions, and we like to mix it up. Can I tell you a little bit about the structure?
Sure, absolutely.
So we have 4 rounds, no elimination. That means that, you know, teams can come back. We've had some tremendous comebacks in the final round.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've gone into sudden death, and so there are sudden death questions. Jessica, though, really keeps the be moving and provides a lot of expertise in the area of trivia, and she's really a local expert.
Now, do we have prize bundles that we'll be giving away to the awarding the winners?
We always have wonderful prize bundles that are assembled from local area merchants who contribute various things that help make trivia glory even sweeter.
And they do have some nice prize packages. We won it a couple of years ago. We got some real nice things in there.
Yep.
Not that you're there really more for the glory. It's all about the glory.
I think you learn so many things that you didn't even know you could know. I remember there was a a question about pumpkin production nationally. Mm-hmm. We often, we're always in the fall. So what a great question. I've never even thought that we have a statistic about total pumpkin production. It makes sense once you think of it. But that's the great thing about Trivia Bees. You know, you think, who would know? Of course you would know. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you mentioned a little while ago to get your super team together.
That's right.
It really pays to have diversity on your team.
That's right.
Somebody may know about science. Somebody may know about sports. Some, you know, pop trivia.
That's right.
You know, pop culture,
right,
and different things, different areas. That will definitely benefit your team.
And it's a good family event, mm-hmm, in the sense that our questions are really looking at culture from all periods and, mm-hmm, and times. So having that under 15 person who knows what's going on with social media or electronics or something like that, you know, that could be your key.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that the adults
nice
to have a swing and a miss on almost every time. It pays to have a kid in there.
And here's a new pop song.
So it's coming up, once again, it's
this Friday night.
Yep. It's at the Grand.
Yep. Doors open at 6:30, mm-hmm, and the event starts at 7, and we've been pretty consistent at ending right around 9 o'clock.
And if you'd like to get a team together, you can sign up online.
Yep, you can sign up online, mm-hmm, at Northfield Public Library Friends.org, or you can just go into the library. There are forms available there in paper. Mm-hmm. You can sign up. You can also sign up. If there are any complications signing up online, you can email me at wnorth@carleton.edu and let me know, and you can register at the door.
All right. It's always a fun night, so stop on by. Even if you don't have a team together, it's fun just to answer the questions.
Absolutely.
On your own and be around your friends, and it's just a jolly atmosphere.
It is. Yeah. And a bee may appear.
And one last thing. It all goes to a great cause. The many, many things that the Northfield Public Library does for the city and the people of Northfield.
Yep. We're really excited to do it again, and we hope to see Northfielders at the Grand on Friday.
All right. Bill, thank you for stopping in. We appreciate it. We'll see you on Friday.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Bill North, once again, with the Friends and Foundation of the Northfield Public Library Trivia Bee. That's coming up this Friday night at the Grand. We've got Terry back in with local news in just a moment or so.